Now, Sir Nicholas Winton, the British man who helped save 669 Jewish children from Czechoslovakia in 1939, will receive a telegram from the Queen today to mark his 100th birthday. As well as the traditional reunion with those Winton children who stayed in Britain after the war, there were a number of events in the Czech Republic to mark his centenary. Rob Cameron has more.
Nicholas Winton's act of compassion and determination, he refuses to call it heroism, shortly before the outbreak of war helped save hundreds of Jewish children from the gas chambers. Mr. Winton visited Czechoslovakia by chance in late 1938 at the urging of a friend and was appalled at the conditions for refugee children, many of whom had fled first Germany, then the Sudetenland. Nicholas Winton told Radio Prague in a 2007 interview that he saw what was coming next.
When you map what Hitler did in marching through Europe up to the time of Sudetenland, and knowing what the position was at that time, you couldn't really feel that he was going to stop. I mean, why should he stop there when everything was working in his favour?
Back in London, he organised a series of trains to bring Czechoslovak refugee children, mostly Jewish, to safety, finding new homes for them in the UK. He saved 669 until war broke out on September 1st, 1939. Incredibly, he filed away all the paperwork from the operation in his loft, and the story was forgotten until the 1980s. Since then, there have been films, documentaries, books, and a knighthood for the man dubbed the English Schindler. His birthday was also marked here in the Czech Republic, with the opening of a garden on Prague's Petrín Hill, dedicated to those who saved children during the war, and also by the 178 pupils of the Nicholas Winton Primary School in the South Bohemian town of Kunžák. Václav Popela is the headmaster.
We were thinking about what to give Mr. Winton for his 100th birthday, and obviously material gifts don't mean much to an old person. We decided instead to create a giant birthday cake made up of all the pupils in the school. So in the square in front of the school, we drew the outline of a giant cake, and inside it we gradually brought together all the children, each with a colored square on their head. When all 178 kids were inside, each one gradually turned over their colored square, forming a huge cake with 100 written on it. We filmed it and sent a DVD to Sir Nicholas in England.
The biggest event, however, will be on September the 1st, when a special train will leave Prague's main station, retracing the children's journey across Nazi-occupied Europe to London's Liverpool Street. The date is significant. Not only is September the 1st the 70th anniversary of the outbreak of war, but it's also the day the last of Winton's trains was due to leave Prague, carrying its human cargo of frightened children. It never left, and none of them, it's thought, survived.
Rob Cameron there. Go to our website, www.